Michael got off to a winning start last week, I suppose, by the skin of their teeth. The late Paddy Cassidy goal earned them the point in Antrim. It could be a very important point.
Definitely could be. I described it in the paper as a sort of getting out of jail. But when Antrim got it back to level, it could have went anyway. You know, I know it's a cliche, but I remember thinking to myself, they just need to get out of this game by hook or by crook in any shape or form. It was windy. Antrim, by all accounts, had been preparing for months for a home fixture with Derry, so a win was all that mattered. And I think that's what Damien McAleen said after the game, that if somebody had offered him a 1 point win that morning, he would have took the arm off him, was what he said. So from a Derry point of view, 2 points on the board.
Overall, what did you make of the performance? Because they were winning well at half-time.
They were winning well at half-time. It was a five-point margin, but they had the wind. But they couldn't get the ball for the guts of 10 minutes. Antrim played very smart against the breeze. It was a case of, if we have the ball, you don't have it. So they just played possession. And Derry were sort of chasing. And then they started to push up a wee bit more on Antrim's kickouts. Got a bit more joy. And then we're 6-1 up. And as you say, it was comfortable. I think it was the 40th minute of the second half, Derry got a penalty, scored it. And in so many cases, the team just runs away with it. But Antrim hit them with a sucker punch straight away, and it ended up a real dogfight. And there's no other way of really describing it. And 70 minutes on the clock, Endolin had a penalty. It was level, and people thought, would he go for a, you know, would he go for a point? He went for a goal, missed it. And then, as you say, Paddy Casty fisted over the winner, and it still took a full length. Block from Michael McAvoy. It was like shades of Tony Scullion in the 93 Ulster final against Donegal. It was like last ditch stuff, and it won the game. So Derry won by a point, and they take that into Sunday's game alone.
Tell me, any green shoots? Anyone show any promise?
I suppose Kieran McFaul was actually his 25th birthday. He scored 2 points, one at the start of the game, one at the end. He was everywhere. He was involved in much of the play. But it was a strange sort of game, Tom, because, you know, for a long period, they didn't look like they were going to lose. But he ended up hanging on. Sean Francis Quinn did himself no harm in defence again, another very assured performance. And Derry's bench probably in the last 15 minutes, they started to get a run on Antrim. Conor McAtan, they started to run through the middle. Padraig Casty, Jack Doherty, Michael McAvoy. And that's whenever they started to hurt Antrim. But they still needed the late point. They still needed the late block. But it's probably, I when I was doing my preview, I termed the game as, if you win, you can build a momentum from it. And if you lose, you're playing catch up. And thankfully, from a Derry point of view, it's 2 points and it gives a chance to go forward.
So London tomorrow. And well, what's the feeling about that game?
Complete unknown, though they did push Limerick very well in the last game. They played Gidor in a challenge game. Gidor beat them a couple of points, but it's complete unknown. But Derry are at home, and they'll have to be favourites going into it. I know Damien spoke afterwards about he felt that the media had built up Derry too much based on their McKenna Cup performances, and he sort of spoke about the league being a different animal, and I suppose he's right in that regard, but still Derry are going to be favourites on Sunday. You know, there's no two ways about it. And they're at home, and if they can build on, you know, maybe the confidence of getting that win, there's no reason why they can't back it up. It's a weird one, because I don't ever remember Derry playing London. You know, we played them in hurling last year, but first football game. I know they've got, you know, Kieran Daly's back in charge of them. They've got Joe Coulter, a brother of Benny, in their management team. Another member of their management team was involved in St Kiernan's when they played Slotnail a few years ago in the All-Ireland Club. So that's sort of where they're coming from. But you just have to fancy Derry. They're not going to have Michael McAvoy this Sunday, who was sort of their inspirational sub. He set up the point, he made the block. He's involved with Maher Feld under 21s in the Craigan tournament, so he'll be unavailable. And when you think the impact Derry's subs made, you know, he definitely will be a loss. But I just think Derry will have just too much quality, and if they can settle early, I think they'll win.